This is a Brain Bites episode. We share two quick ideas we learnt this week to help you leverage your brain for a better life. And always remember, make sure to hit the subscribe or follow button so that you never miss a Brain Tools episode. It's time to level up your brain. Let's get cracking. What does the term black swan mean to you? What it means to me is the oddball, the odd thing that's not meant to happen. And it's actually a term that originated in a Western belief that all swans are white, because these, at the time, were the only ones that were actually accounted for. However, in 1697, a Dutch explorer, William de Vlaming, yep, that's a Dutch name, discovered black swans in Australia of all places. And this was an unexpected event in scientific history, and this discovery clearly and profoundly changed zoology forever. It's also a phrase that was used and coined by Nicholas Taleb in his book The Black Swan, which was written prior to the financial crisis in 2007. And so diving into this concept of the black swan is actually fundamental, not only philosophically, but changing how you view the world as it is today. All the black swan events, as we'll dive into, that have shaped the world as it is and can also look forward to shaping the future. So let's get into it. A black swan, it has three defining characteristics. First, the event is unpredictable to the observer. You couldn't have predicted it. The second thing is it has massive consequences that have an irreversible impact on the environment or system that it takes place in. Classic case, think a natural disaster. And third, after the event has happened, people generally succumb to hindsight bias. And you might remember that episode, the whole I knew it all along. It was predictable and explainable. And they assert that you could have actually predicted this. But in reality, at the time of the event, you had no idea it was going to happen. And I really, really must underscore the first point. What a black swan event is to one person might be completely different to another person. It's the biases and heuristics that can take place. And I have an excerpt from The Black Swan by Nassim Nicholas Taleb. Very, very good book that I recommend you read. And I don't think I can do it justice by giving my own analogy, so I'm going to read the excerpt from it. He says, consider a turkey that is fed every single day. Every single feeding will firm up the bird's belief that it is a general rule of life to be fed every day by friendly members of the human race looking out for the turkey's quote-unquote best interests, as a politician would say. On the afternoon of the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, something unexpected will happen to the turkey. It will incur a revision of belief. Its confidence increased as the number of friendly feedings grew, and it felt increasingly safe, even though the slaughter was more and more imminent. If you survive until tomorrow, it could mean that either A, you are more likely to be immortal, or B, that you are closer to death. Both conclusions rely on the exact same data. Let that sink in for a little bit. Now, I'm sorry for giving you the vivid picture of a slaughtering a turkey, but it paints a really interesting picture and concept of black swans, which is it's all relative to your knowledge and most importantly, your expectations. And your expectations of the future are predictions that you make about the world based on current data. We extrapolate, and unfortunately, we're not the greatest at extrapolating, but it's how we position how we view the world. And in this case, the butcher is clearly not surprised that the turkey is going to die, but the turkey certainly is, but unfortunately, it's too late. Now, if we take this concept of the black swan, the unpredictable big consequences and people viewing it in hindsight like they knew it all along, what could that be? Take the internet, take the printing press, take the personal computer. All these things is very easy to say, hey, we knew it all along, but the technology itself has had massive ripple effects on how everyone lives their day-to-day lives. Take the 2008 financial crash. Everyone was an expert after the fact, but no one was an expert before the fact. COVID-19. Again, we didn't know it was going to happen depending on the vantage point you looked at, but clearly massive consequences. Black swan people. Think about this concept. Think about, you know, the 100, 150 people that have had the biggest impact on the world. And that is probably going to be the list that has had 70, 80% impact on the world. You think about certain countries as well, like a Hitler in Germany, as an example. And you think about Gandhi, or you think about Elon Musk and all these sort of terms, so to speak. And finally, a miracle. A miracle is actually a black swan event, a possibility that has a very small probability of occurring, but it actually occurs. It does take place. And so you really want to be mindful that, yes, these can be interpreted as black swan events after the fact, but it also could be random. It could be a random event that has black swan consequences. So a classic case here is a major environmental calamity, as mentioned before, has a lot of elements of randomness and reshapes the face of the Earth. Obviously, our predictions have gotten better as the data and the live data we've got has, but again, it has black swan consequences. And so what does this actually mean for you? Like, it can be a little bit of a up there wafty concept, but it has shaped the world that we're living in right now. And so I've got a few ways that you can hopefully appreciate this and also implement it. One, to protect you from these black swan events and consequences, and two, for you to take advantage of, to leverage in your life. So from a protection standpoint, you've already heard about it with stocks, diversification. You manage downside risk in your life, in stocks, by asking what could go wrong and preparing for that by putting your eggs in multiple baskets. You widen your possibility set. And if the absolute worst were to happen, even if it is unlikely, you'd be able to position yourself to benefit from that by the bets that you have taken. Now, clearly, the main thing to be mindful of here is there is a cost to this. You won't probably win massively. You'll probably win incrementally. And there are caveats to this in terms of, you know, choosing your career path. Sometimes it's good to go all in on that. But again, we're talking about protecting yourself by building diversity, building redundancy in certain areas of your life so that you can be anti-fragile and benefit when things go completely wrong in black swan events. Another thing that you can take advantage of, to flip it, is trial and error. You can very easily control sample size. And what I mean by that is the number of repetitions you do of a particular skill, the number of times you actually just show up to do something. The longer you can stay in the arena, to quote Theodore Roosevelt, and focus on getting really good at something, the more likely luck will strike. You turn the odds in your favor. You increase your surface area for luck or serendipity. And so, as an example, like, say I'm going to post a video or write every day and I publish it every single day and I control for the quality of the video and I control for the quantity of the video, I don't know when luck will strike. I don't know when it's going to go viral, but I persist. I keep going because I'm controlling my sample size, not knowing which one might be a black swan event. And the final advantage is putting yourself in industries, environments, or situations where there is massive upside compared to the downside risk. So it doesn't mean that you're more likely to be successful, but it could definitely be more life-changing. Like, I mean, thinking about that sample size, even if it, you know, life, take an example, has a 0.00000000 insert lot more 0% of happening, and you have a sample size of what, 14.3 billion years for it to occur, you know, it's expected to still happen 1430 times. We take for granted time. Now, obviously humans, if we're lucky, we get to 80, 90, 100 years, and that's the sample size that we get to play with. But also keep in mind that putting yourself in environments where there are people that are smarter than you or people who are looking at that upside and know a secret, to quote Peter Thiel, that other people don't, can be really, really useful as well. And so as I wrap this up, I think Sam Altman, who's the CEO of OpenAI, but he has a very, very good quote that summarizes this, especially using black swan environments and people to your advantage. He says, "I will fail many times, but I will be really right once." You have to give yourself a lot of chances to be quote unquote lucky, but in reality, you only have to win once. And you do that by getting really good at something, staying at the arena. Ideally, you get good at something at the intersection of multiple things, where it might be, for me, it's hopefully public speaking, teaching, neuroscience, business and entrepreneurship. And that intersection is a little bit more unique. That's the arena I'm trying to play in. But with this idea of black swan events, if you prepare and factor for them in your thinking and you have longer time horizons, you're willing to take the 5-10 year bet, you have macro patience and micro impatience, micro actions, macro patience, it allows you to ride that wave and potentially take advantage of the black swan.
We hope you love this Brain Bites episode. If you wanted to support us, the best way is to add a screenshot of it to your Insta story, or to share it in a WhatsApp group with friends, or share the link to someone who you think might benefit from it. We'll see you next time.